Well, you know, there's been a lot of talk in the news, and I know for some of you that listen to the Kids at Risk series here in the Morning Zone with your host Dave Chaffin every Friday at 7 o'clock here on KGAB, they discuss different things. But one of the things I guess that you could say is a real gravel in my craw is the fact that I think our kids are over-medicated today. We live in a world where parents can't seemingly get a handle on their kids. I realize there are some kids that have problems and need help, but it seems like popping a drug in them is a catch-all. Last research I did for Ritalin, there's about 4 million children on that drug, and 90% of the purchase of that drug is right here in America. Well, we have another, our guest today. He's a doctor, has practiced medical medicine in upstate South Carolina for over 30 years. He provides care for patients from birth to in excess of 100 years of age with an emphasis on well care and health maintenance. He's written and published over 200 original internet articles on family medical topics, ADHD, and other behavior disorders on his website. And in the past 5 years, in addition, his information-rich medical articles can be found on greater than 75 other websites. Known to many of his patients as Dr. Huggy Bear and author of the book Mistaken for ADHD, I'd like to welcome Dr. Frank Barnhill. Welcome to Across America today, sir.
Good afternoon, Gary. It's my pleasure to be here.
Well, Doc, you heard the introduction a little bit. Why should we as parents worry that our kids might be misdiagnosed, if you will, with ADHD?
Because one misdiagnosed child is one too many.
I agree.
The problem with ADHD diagnosis is that it's a construct. In other words, that's medical jargon for meaning that a bunch of symptoms were noticed over and over and over in a bunch of kids. So the scientific medical community got together, that's psychologists and psychiatrists, and in the 70s decided this, whatever it was that was being noticed in children, had to have a name. So they gave it the name Attention Deficit Hyperactivity Disorder. And as a result, they published criteria that you could follow to make the diagnosis, but they didn't publish a book or criteria to tell you what else could look just like ADHD or act like it. So therefore, what we've had, and you alluded to this a few minutes ago, the quick fix for ADHD seems to be either a teacher calls a parent and says, look, little Johnny's failing, and if you don't do something fast, his behavior is going to cause him to fail this year. Take him to the doctor and have him put on Ritalin right away. That's the quick fix. And the problem is that there are a lot of doctors believe that the quick fix is okay, and that if you go ahead and, I hate this word, but label a child,
right,
label that child as ADHD, stick the kid on a pill, regardless of which one it is, and assume that if the kid gets better in 3 or 4 weeks, his grades go up, his behavior improves, that ADHD must have been the diagnosis. It's literally like you're making the diagnosis by guessing that's what it is, and then trying a drug to see if it works. And a lot of parents who come in, you know, they come into my office and they're frustrated. They feel helpless and hopeless, and some of them, you know, they even say things like, where did I go wrong? Have I failed my son? Have I failed my daughter? Mm-hmm. Am I a bad mom or a bad dad? And the answer is no. Most of the time, a lot of the children I see have already seen a couple of doctors. They've been on maybe as many as 6 or 8 ADHD medicines.
Wow.
And haven't gotten better. And a lot of these kids were misdiagnosed because the doctor that made the diagnosis was not trained to rule out or eliminate or do the detective work that it takes to discover all of the other illnesses and disorders that can look like ADHD.
Well, right. I mean, a kid could be sitting in front of an idiot box for 8 hours a day, and if the doctor doesn't get that some kind of feedback and say, well, why don't you cut back on his television time to maybe 1 hour a day, or maybe he's on the computer for 5 or 6 hours a day. Cut back on that, get him outside, and see if that wouldn't be a remedy. The quick fix seems to be give him a little pill, let's idle him down and see if this works. So, doctor, having talked about the misdiagnosed ADHD, what do you consider one of the worst things that might happen if a child is misdiagnosed with ADHD?
Oh, gosh. Gary, these kids are subjected to, they suffer everything from bias to humiliation themselves.
Absolutely.
Discrimination, and it provides the potential for them to become a failure in life. The worst story I have is one of a 30-year-old who was still living at home with his mother and his father because he had ADHD. This guy, he could not get a job. He couldn't keep a job. He got tickets every time he was on the road. He couldn't even get a date, much less consider getting married. And the reason was the bias associated with his ADHD diagnosis. Everybody, every single person in his town, quote, knew that he was ADHD.
Wow.
They assumed the diagnosis was correct. So therefore, every teacher from the third grade through college literally warned the next teacher that, you know, he was going to cut up in class, he was going to be a problem, he had ADHD. This provided bias and discrimination year after year in school. Then the bad things started happening. The police were warned that he had ADHD and that he was going to drive fast and that he could drive recklessly. He never got a break, because everyone assumed that since he was ADHD, that he was going to have hyperactivity, you know, recklessness, he was going to be impulsive, inattentive, and he was going to be learning disabled. So he was labeled automatically as a failure in life starting in the third grade.
Right. So these people actually spoke failure into existence in this kid's head. Now, in your experience with this young man, was he misdiagnosed with ADHD?
Oh, there's no doubt. He had another very treatable psychiatric disorder called bipolar type 2 disease. And it was mild. It was very mild. And it could have been treated with just a simple anti-seizure medication. Once or twice a day, he would not have been exposed to those terrible drugs, like you were talking about, 40%, you know, 4 million kids on Ritalin. Think about the side effects of all those drugs. I mean, gee, if you're not ADHD, you have a higher risk of becoming addicted to those drugs.
Dr. Barnhill, we have a caller on the line. Welcome to Across America. You're on with Dr. Barnhill.
Good morning, Gary. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning.
Eric here. Hey, you know, I spoke about this years ago, me and John Threthaway on his forum, and about putting kids on Ritalin is part of the destruction of this country, because when it comes down to the military, they won't be eligible to join the military or any other service, because they already have a record of misconduct or put on a drug for supposedly other problems. Now, here's the thing. When I was a kid, all right, it was the kid that sat in the corner doing recess was the problem kid, all right? He didn't participate in any of the games that we were playing and whatnot. That was the unusual kid. Today, they call every other kid hyperactive if you don't sit in the corner and do nothing.
Dr. Barnhill, what do you have to say about that? And Eric, thank you, sir, for your call.
Okay.
You brought up two of my favorite topics. That is
yes.
Great. The insight there is remarkable. let's deal with the military first. Of course, can't tell you names, and I wouldn't, but I'm in the middle of a fight over an 18-year-old who was turned down for enlistment in the Air Force about 3 months ago. This 18-year-old popped into my office with her mom, handed me the letter from the Air Force saying, sorry, we understand your ADHD. We do not accept recruits for officer training who have a psychiatric background, and we will not be able to take you. And essentially, as far as I know, the history I got, she had been working on going into the Air Force for like 6 months.
Wow.
They left her sort of hanging during this period with, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, send your medical records, pass the physical, do this, go through the interview, and then suddenly she's unfit for military duty. You know, currently we believe that 25 to 40% of all the kids in America who have been diagnosed as ADHD have indeed been misdiagnosed as ADHD. And as you pointed out earlier, 4 million are probably on Ritalin or maybe even a little more. And there are currently almost 10.5 million kids in the United States alone that have been diagnosed as ADHD. Now, one of the topics that we have covered in neurodevelopmental lectures lately are the kids, the teens, that have learned what we're talking about right now. They have learned not to allow the military or a police academy or some type of structured educational system access to their records because they know that their friends and family members have been turned down because of the diagnosis of ADHD.
Well, we're going to talk more about this with Dr. Barnhill. He's the author of Mistaken for ADHD. More for him and your phone calls right after this. You're listening to Across America on KGAB. We'll be back after these messages. Don't go away. And it's 23 past the hour. You're back with us here on Across America right here on KGAB, and we're glad to have you aboard. Once again, if you'd like to be a part of the program today, 307-632-6500. For those of you outside the coverage area, 1-888-503-6500. And back with us is our Dr. Frank Barnhill. He's the author of Mistaken for ADHD. Doc, welcome back to the program.
Thanks again for having me, Gary.
Well, we were talking a little bit about these kids who have ADHD. We're finding now the military is turning them away, many of them being misdiagnosed because of some little symptom that they see, and therefore they want to give them a pill, misdiagnose them. Pretty much the whole town knows what's going on, and it may not even be the case. Let me ask you this. What are a few things that parents might notice if their child has been mislabeled, if you will, as ADHD?
Kids who have been mislabeled, misdiagnosed with ADHD, will get better on ADHD medications for maybe 2 or 3 weeks. In other words, their behavior will improve, their grades will look like they're going to improve, they won't do much, then suddenly, wow, they crash. Sometimes they crash really hard, and whatever symptoms they had before they were started on the medication, whether it was being hyper all the time, couldn't sit still, fidgeting in class, not paying attention, whatever it was, usually gets a lot worse. Plus, the kids show up with symptoms or side effects from the drugs, you know. They're complaining of maybe a rapid heartbeat, maybe an upset stomach. They keep a headache all the time. They also, their behavior will worsen. Not only will their grades worsen, but they will develop new behaviors. They may become angry, hostile. They may become threatening. They may actually hallucinate. I've seen college students who were taking ADHD stimulants, specifically one called Adderall. They were borrowing them from their classmates in college so that they could stay awake to study for final exams. And you can, if you're ADHD and you need an, you know, sort of an upper, because remember, most of these stimulants are amphetamines, you know, anyhow. And since they're amphetamines, they will give you a boost. They'll keep you awake. They'll help you,
sure,
you know, help you stay alert longer. But if you're not ADHD, you're taking the same thing as speed off the street.
That's right. And what happens is you start to stimulate your endorphins and some of these medical, some of these mental facilities, that if you come back down, they can actually damage those, not to mention your liver, but also the things that are going on in your brain, and if they're misdiagnosed. And then their stimulation actually becomes numb after taking a lot of these drugs. Isn't that true, Dr. Barnhill?
Oh, you are so right. And in the case of the sophomore college students that I saw, they actually went into amphetamine withdrawal while they were home for Christmas holidays. One of the kids' moms and dads bought him in, demanding that I treat him for ADHD, and he didn't have ADHD. I couldn't find anything that pointed to ADHD. He had been hallucinating for 3 days because he was in withdrawal from taking the amphetamine, and when we got his hallucinations cleared up and his mental capacity was back to normal, I asked him, I said, you know, I checked a urine drug screen while we had you in the hospital, and it's full of amphetamines. What have you been buying off the street? And he said, oh, I borrowed Adderall from teammate to help study. And what happened, of course, was he came home for Christmas holidays. He didn't have it for 3 or 4 days, and just like your drug addict off the street,
went through withdrawal. Yeah, absolutely.
Terrible.
And finally, Doctor, one last thing, real quick. We have about a minute left. How can a parent prevent their child from being misdiagnosed with ADHD?
The best way is to arm yourself with all of the knowledge you can. Learn everything you can about ADHD. That's why I wrote the book. I wrote Mistaken for ADHD as a parent, teacher, health professional resource that contains new material that will allow you to prevent the child, your child, from being labeled a failure in life. Because all of the things that are in the book are explained in detail. It tells how to decide whether it's ADHD or not.
And that's Mistaken for ADHD.
Yes, sir.
Well, Doctor, how can we get a copy of this book? I'd love to get a copy of this book. Where can we get a copy of your book, Mistaken for ADHD?
You can get a copy at barnesandnoble.com or amazon.com, or I do have a blog, and there is a link on the blog that will send you to whichever place you'd like to purchase the book. It's called MistakenForADHD.com. It's a blog that I publish twice a week, and it keeps parents up to date on what's new and what's hot in the world of ADHD.
Thanks a lot, Dr. Barnhill, for being on. Up next, we'll be talking to Mr. Frederick J. Bart, Middle Class to Millionaire, as we wrap up Across America. Don't you dare go away.